It was announced this week that a large bipartisan block of 135 senators and representatives sent letters to President Trump strongly urging the administration's support through USDA to operate the cotton ginning cost share program effective for the 2016 crop year and on an ongoing basis. According to a release from the National Cotton Council, the Senate letter noted the U.S. cotton industry had endured a World Trade Organization challenge, increasing foreign subsidies, tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. The House letter said U.S. has experienced a 30-year low in cotton planted area, global cotton prices approaching $2 per pound before plummeting to as low as 57 cents per pound, and record production costs far outpacing market returns. Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton is pleased to see this support.
This effort has been ongoing for quite some time. We have had, 135 total members of Congress, 26 senators, 109 representatives signed a letter to President Trump asking him to consider some type of aid for the cotton industry. During this farm bill, we've seen our prices plummet. We've just basically had a general overall weakening of the cotton industry's economy, and we're competing against countries that highly subsidize their cotton production, and we need some help in order to compete with these countries.
26 senators and 109 representatives signed the letters that were delivered to the president seeking support for the cost share program. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.